And Kathy Dawes now, along with Sydney Carlin and Jana Fallon, and they are with the local DAR chapter, Polly Ogden chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. Always a pleasure to speak with them and learn a bit more about the Constitution, something I think we all can learn from. Do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350-KMAN. But I know Sydney Carlin is the chair of the Constitution Week chair for the local DAR, and I guess we'll let you lead off, Sydney. I know it's a time to stop and really think about what goes on with our Constitution.
Well, I think it's a time to at least celebrate that we have it and that it has functioned for all these many, over 200 years, to keep our democracy and our republic strong. I think that is the reason that we have been able to keep ourselves on this even keel, is because of our Constitution. One of the things I've enjoyed doing when I have time to read something, I like to read about the writing of the Constitution, and there are many, many books that you can pick up to read, and just the struggles that those folks went through to come together, and they locked themselves in the room for a month and, you know, didn't leave in the squelch, the sweltering heat, and pulled the shades down, and they were meeting in secret because they didn't want somebody to come in and criticize their work before they had agreed on it. And it's just really a fascinating story of how it was developed. But it's also very fascinating how it has come over the years to our rescue. And the purpose of the whole thing was to keep government from interfering with the people too much.
So much history, as you say, too. And just real briefly, you know, Jan, if you want to remind us why DAR is involved in this and what a little bit about what DAR is all about.
Sure. We have kind of, DAR has three areas that we work on. Historic preservation. They've done so much work for saving historic sites all over the nation. And then education is the very second thing. And that's really where this falls. There's such a commitment to making sure that students know about the Constitution. And I'm a teacher for years and years and years, but I'm worried about sometimes what the children are learning about our history. One history teacher told me that there was one sentence about George Washington in one of the new books, and that just breaks my heart because what they need to know. So DAR is committed to helping our young people understand who we are and to help them with patriotism. That's the third thing that DAR is very strong with. They really use one of Washington's statements out of his last address, and it was about how we need to be educating the people and that they need to understand patriotism.
Well, and you're here to educate us today, too. And, Sydney, maybe just some of the highlights of the Constitution that sometimes we lose sight of or forget about, perhaps. Or just
well,
some
you
of
know,
the basics.
Well, you know, it starts out with the preamble. You know, the preamble to the Constitution, most of us memorized it as a kid. I don't know if they do that anymore or not, but we, the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, ensure domestic tranquility, et cetera. And there was, you know, it's interesting that they struggled with things like we the people or we the states, and they struggled between what kind of government they were developing, and every word of this Constitution and the preamble were all just fought over and discussed and compromised. And those folks were interesting people. I had a note here about where these folks came from, and it was interesting. It said the men mirrored overwhelmingly the Protestant character of American religious life. And, of course, you know, they came from a Puritan background from across
Quakers.
The ocean. And there were many denominations mentioned, but there were like four people from Ireland. Only two were Roman Catholic. I think that was interesting. So it was overwhelmingly a Protestant developed government.
We do have a phone call. Jana, you'll need a set of headphones to hear what the listener has to say today. Welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, and well-needed rain. Just a moment ago, you were speaking about and maybe questioning if the government has become too intrusive into our lives. I hear on the radio this very station this morning, we have a Flint Hills Regional Council, we have this council here, we have a city commission, a county commission, all these people trying to tell everybody what to do and when to do it. Do you think that we have become over-supervised in the state, the city, the nation? Do we have too many people trying to tell too many people what to do? Well, I'll just listen to your comments.
Thank you for the call. Sydney, do you want to address that?
Well, let me start. I'm not the only one who can address that. I think as long as we have the public input from those councils, the Flint Hills Regional Council, some of the other things he named, those are U.S. citizens participating in government, and our government was built that way. And so when they develop a board or a group of people to give input, I think that's citizen government. And the citizens have an extreme responsibility in this government.
Okay, appreciate that.
I kind of view it differently than being over-supervised. I think Sydney's comments are exactly right. But maybe more people need to let their thoughts, their feelings be known, and so there's always room for more, to me.
Dave Lewis wants to enter in a little bit here. Go ahead.
I might also add that there's a vast number that are underengaged.
Yes.
And that is a big problem. One of the reasons I bring that up is because there's a story that came out last week that said that 37% of Americans do not know or could not name a single First Amendment right, including the right to free speech. And that's an astounding number. Those are things that when we all went through Kansas education, I don't know about you, Janet. You don't sound Kansas.
Education.
Yeah, yeah. We learned about all those things, and I don't know if those things are being taught. And Sydney, like you had said, you know, how many people really know the preamble to the Constitution?
And we did memorize it.
Yeah,
I did too.
Yes,
absolutely.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, a few years ago, two or three, we passed a law in Kansas that the schools have to spend a week on studying the Constitution. Is that amazing?
Thank goodness.
You know, well, I was happy to support that bill, but, you know, really, do we have to pass a law that says you have to teach the Constitution? Which I don't know exactly how it's going, but I do know that the DAR is very involved this right now, this week, offering materials to the schools, taking them information that they can use to help them guide their education in the classroom this week. It's a good segue into, if you don't mind me going ahead, some of the things we're doing this week. We have right now Nancy Williams is at the Woodrow Wilson School doing a program for students. And this afternoon, Nancy is going to be at Bluemont. I'm going to be there, and I've sent a note out to the committee. Isla Morell goes to Ogden Elementary School. Bonnie DeVore took materials to the two middle schools. I know last year the Technical College did a big celebration, and this year I was very happy that the Mercury did a little item yesterday in their paper. So I was just, this is why we're involved. We've always been doing this, and I've been in charge of Constitution Week for several years before we passed that law. I know the State Board of Education also has materials that they are supposed to teach. But you're right, Dave. People don't know. Well, they may know we have the right to free speech, but do they know how it happened?
They know how to utilize it.
Hopefully.
That's different.
But
than
you
knowing
know,
that it is a right.
Somebody's doing some nice things out there, because last year at one of our DAR meetings, we had a precious group of young, probably third grade from Ogden, and they had done a dance and a rap, and it was all about the Constitution, and it was amazing. It was very creative. So I know some teachers are helping those students understand who we are and the beauty of our country. I'm really proud of DAR because they do spend so much effort to helping students learn. And we have a lot of, Kathy said that she was won of the essay contests.
In high school.
In high school. And I was the DAR good citizen in Coleman, Texas. Had no idea I'd be sitting here today doing this. But we do support education and opportunities for young people to learn about our country.
Yeah, we have that history contest, mm-hmm. and the students write and present papers mm-hmm. to us, and it's been really interesting. Some of the topics that they've, I think we give them the topic, but some of the papers they've done, I know my son participated, my youngest, and he won on Ben Franklin and, you know, just studied. And I was so proud of him because he read several little books about Ben Franklin when he was in mm-hmm. third grade and wrote his own paper.
Getting ready, yeah.
You know, it was pretty cool. He didn't cut and paste it from a computer. He's too old for that.
We have several publications from DAR. One's called American Spirit, and this month's magazine talks about the scribe who wrote the Constitution. And, you know, I don't even think about that. Somebody had to write all of that. And when you see it, and if you've ever been to D.C. and seen the actual one, that's an amazing feat that somebody did all that by hand. And they talked about him and that his writing was so good, he was selected. And, of course, I can't remember his name. He was the scribe.
There's so much back, you know, behind-the-scenes things that people mm-hmm. tend to forget. Why don't we go ahead and take a break? I know we still have another segment, and we'll get into a lot more information. 9:18 and now with us today, we have Sydney Carlin, and she's Constitution Week Chair for Daughters of the American Revolution, Polly Ogden Chapter. Also, Jana Fallon, who is the regent for the local mm-hmm. chapter. And 537-1350 if you have questions or comments on this Constitution Week.